This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In a few hours, President Bush is scheduled to do something he's done only twice before. He'll hold a formal primetime news conference in the East Room of the White House. The question and answer session with reporters follows a tough week for the nation and the president. In Iraq, troops sustained heavy casualties in an uprising against the U.S.-led occupation. And at home, the president faced criticism for being largely silent on the subject.
Another topic is likely to feature prominently in the questioning tonight, the administration's response to intelligence reports prior to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. That is the inside the Beltway wisdom on what Mr. Bush will be asked. Today, we went outside the nation's capital to find out what other Americans would like to ask the president.
My name is Harvey Fisher. I'm 55. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I would ask him why he has ideological blinders on, that we went into Iraq, which seemed to undermine the whole war on terrorism, as he likes to pose it.
I'm Betsy Beal. I'm a public health nurse, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. I would ask him to reconsider the advice that he has been given as to how to conduct the war on terrorism, because what's at stake is the future of America, the future of Iraq, the future of the world. It's that deadly serious.
My name is Pete. I'm from the Concord area. I guess the only question that I would ask is how he can deal with all this second-guessing with respect to terrorism and the Iraq war. It must be really difficult that anyone would even question whether they're for him or like him or against him, that they would think that he wouldn't do the best he could to protect us.
My name is Jeff Summers. I'm from Concord, New Hampshire. My question to President Bush is, when is he going to bring our men home and stop this war?
Fred Shepard, I'm a retired university professor. My question for President Bush is how he's going to handle the obviously delicate balance between the two Muslim groups.
Al Jarvis of Murray, Kentucky. I want to know why, with the economy so bad and we can't come up with money to fix our schools and everything, we could come up with $180 billion to go take over another country.
My name is Eddie Schwepman. I live in Murray, Kentucky, and I'm semi-retired. What I would like to ask the president tonight, they're going to turn over power on June 30th to the Iraqis. Who are we turning the power over to? Is it the Shiites or the Sunnis, or who's going to really be in power when they turn the power over?
My name is Ryan Manthey. I'm 19 years old, sophomore at the University of Michigan. I'd like to know why he's supporting a constitutional amendment against gay marriage, which is a personal issue for me because my sister is a lesbian.
My name is Sylvia Hardy. I'm from Manchester, New Hampshire. What do you plan to do for health care reform, since there are so many people without adequate health care?
My name is Elaine. I'm from Concord, New Hampshire. I would ask him why the environment is such a low priority.
Americans with questions that they would ask the president at tonight's news conference.